from their album Answer the Phone Dummy. You heard Waste of Time. Some noisy stuff there. I need to do that. Shake out the cobwebs. Start off with T-Rex, Truck on Tyke. One late period Mark Bowen singles. Good one, too. I can't dismiss that stuff. He was actually making good records right to the end. He just sort of lost his audience. Yep. And he lost himself in Wandsworth, I believe. Dennis Tech Group from the second album from that band, Le Bon Route. You heard Rabbit's Foot. It's with Kent Steedman, Dennis Tech, Jim Dixon, and what's his name on drums? I can never remember that guy's name, and I've met him. Oh, well. He's back in Radio Birdman when they play. Anyway. What's his nickname? I can't even think of that. The memory's going slowly, slowly. Daisy, Daisy. Heard the new Christ themselves from a compilation called Born Out of Time. You heard the title track, Born Out of Time. Rob Younger from Radio Birdman, his side band. One that actually has continued on pretty full on all along. I think they've already actually played this year too. Always good. And finishing up with the Fastbacks. 401 in the Gallatin Valley. This is KGLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM. KGLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM. With transmitters, K246PA, Bozeman, 97.1 FM. K220 KD, Big Sky, 91.9 FM. K208BX, Livingston, 89.5 FM. K296EF, Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM. K21AU, Big Timber, 90.5 FM. And streaming on the web, KGLT.net. And I know people out there listening, way, way out there, far reaches of the world, the power of KGLT. And it wouldn't happen if we didn't have support from kind and generous people, including Danny Menhol Honda in Bozeman, featuring all new environmentally friendly Honda CR-V Hybrid. More information at DannyMenholHonda.com. And the Community Food Co-op, supporting community through annual donations of more than $30,000 to local schools and nonprofits through its Apple a Day and Coffee for Classrooms Giving program. Online at bozo.coop, located at 908 West Main or 44 East Main in Bozeman. I think that's all the business I need to do. Yes, I did have something ready to play. Another old favorite I dug out, and I've been trying to play this band again for a while, and I'm digging deep.
I'm is in her womb. She feels something sacred. She's gonna be your mammy soon. When your daddy comes home, don't tell him to alone. When your daddy comes back, go tell him the facts. Just relax and see how he
good evening, Chicago. It's nice to be back here. We had a really good time when we were here last time. I think we're going to have a really good time here tonight. One of the reasons I think we're going to have a really good time is the band that's going to take the stage in a minute now. It's one of my favourite bands. It's a band from Wales, and I think Chicago's really going to enjoy the music of Man. We'll be right back.
fabulous 1974 version of the Man Band, the Rhinos, Whiners, and Lunatics Band with Ken Whaley and Malcolm Worley from Help Yourself joining up for that tour and album. And that's a live recording that should have been released in the reissue program, but there's some hesitancy for unknown reasons. A fabulous recording done by Roy Thomas Baker, guy who did Queen and such. Recorded in Chicago, 26 March 1974. You heard a man doing a Deke Leonard song, 7171551. And at least I got a copy direct from the source. It's around, but nobody has a good copy. You heard the Skids starting us off from Scotland, from the compilation Fanfare, their farewell album, her charade. Thin Lizzy from Vagabonds of the Western World, which I think is their third album. I'm not sure. Something like that. You heard Little Girl in Bloom. That was a nice English pressing of that, too. I didn't realize I had with an insert and everything. Sounded really good. I believe it's Eric Bell playing on that one. And then finish up with Man. Some Celtic rock of sorts. 422. Not where I wanted. I wanted to hear all those twin screaming guitars. That was the whole point of that exercise. Now, where am I? What do I have to do? Is there rules? I don't know. Nobody tells me anything. Ron Sanchez here. I'll be at the Friends of KTLT's vinyl sale Saturday, September 11th in the Strand Union Building. I spent the last 18 months searching out vinyl for this sale. I worked hard to gather up some A-list albums, which I'm pleased to pass on to you. Ah, there's so much more. Four of the best record stores in Montana will be there to offer their wares. Ear Candy from Missoula, Cameron from Billings, and from Bozeman, Cactus Records and Wax Museum. James Hansky, Rando, Jim Kehoe, and Dave O will also have their tables. KTLT always has a mountain of records, CDs, and cassettes at great prices. The selections will make your head spin. If you have records, CDs, musical instruments, stereo gear, or a band and want to be a vendor, or you just want to donate LPs for KTLT to sell, email ellensworldkTLT@gmail.com and we'll get you set up. $5 early bird walk-in from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. gets you first look at the treasures being offered. The sale runs until 4. See you on Saturday, September 11th at the Sub for the Friends of KTLT vinyl sale. Free parking is available on campus. I was checking with Dave O when we crossed paths today, and he said he's replenished his stock too. He's got some nice stuff, so it's going to be a good one. A lot of pent up collecting is going to be spread out for you, and it'll be good. Circulate some records. I shouldn't just be sitting in boxes in my basement waiting for this. They need to be in your collection getting played. Okay? It's a deal. We'll make some deals. There's a documentary called The Sparks Brothers that's about Ron and Russell Mayo from Sparks, and I haven't seen it yet. I saw a little preview and it looked pretty good, and I met them a very long time ago, 1975 I think, and they were the sweetest, nicest, funniest guys I ever met, and they recognized that Sean Donahue and I were serious record collectors and got right into it. They played along. This is their debut before they're even Sparks.
Game. Would he be enticed? No, no one. one's quite that lame. No one's quite that nice, that nice. No, 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 Mr. Nice Guys, you are left but him. No, no, Mr. Nice Guys, the nice guys cannot and the nice guys shall not. Expressed a strong desire in relieving him of his anxiety. She succeeded very well, for now she's mother to a nice family. If you had to call a winner, you would call it her, though she might disagree. He could be enticed. His game had to end. But he's still quite nice. She sees other men than him. No, no, Mr. Nice Guys. Nice guys won't suffice. No, no, Mr. Nice Guys. The nicer guys are kind.
Thank you. pocket, my left pocket. The scriptures were right. Should the polyhedron be my own now? I'm in deep now. Oh, don't turn down the light. We'll sleep out the night. I could not look away. Standing steadfast, I stared right into it. It's clear blindness. And the wonder within. It did torment, it called me, it held me. That black hole ball.
Is one of my favorites. Pretty new. Heard only a few times. Big Eyes!
Keep calling my big eyes. I keep calling my big eyes.
Cheap Trick from the recent Record Store Day release called Out to Get You Live 1977. Just that Live from the Whiskey. Early on. And I think that maybe if you heard them a little earlier about what they really should have sounded like when they're rough and raw and hungry. They're a driven bunch. Big Eyes. I think they came out in the second album because they said they didn't play it, hadn't played it very much yet. Some other oddball music. Start off with Hef Nelson. Turned into Sparks. You heard No More Mr. Nice Guys. That got reissued as Sparks. And they're still going. They're still making great records. Those guys are just two of a kind. Zyder Z from their Zenith album. They put out an album and didn't go anywhere. And a few years ago, somebody dug up their earlier tapes that they're happier with and put it out as Zenith. And a great little band. I was aware of Zyder Z, but my friend Jim Dixon in Australia, of all places, said, Ron, you need this record. And I lucked out and found one because it was out of print. And the original, the commercial album they put out in back in the 70s is rare as hen's teeth and cost you two bricks of gold. And then finish up with Cheap Trick. You can get that one, the Cheap Trick one. And if you do see it, get it. It's well worth it. Just solid stuff. I saw them a few years ago. They played on my birthday in Great Falls. I don't know what, 5 years ago or 6 years ago or something. And they're really good, but not quite great. And they're playing with the orchestra, so they played some of their slow, draggy songs instead of some of their rock and rock out songs, but they're still good fun. Nothing wrong with it at all. I need to tell you this because I skipped I need to shift it. This 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Denny Manholt Honda and Bolson, featuring new Honda Sports Utility and crossover vehicles like the HRV, CRV, Pilot, Passport, and Ridgeline Truck. More information at DennyManholtHonda.com. And we're also supported by Boson Brewing Company, local brewers of Boson Amber, Hopson IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Tasting room open 2 to 8 p.m. Curbside ordering online at bosonbrewing.square.site or by phone at 585-9142 online at bosonbrewing.com. And we thank them for supporting us. We thank you for listening to us. That's the whole deal.
Latin sounds have always been part of America's musical landscape. Author Leila Cobo has charted its evolution from Feliz Navidad to Despacito.
You had to like do this little song and dance and learn English, and then the world changed.
I'm Jim DeRogatis.
And I'm Greg Kot. We're looking at key moments in Latin music this week on Sound Opinions.
Sunday at 6 p.m. on KGLT.
Part of the great lineup of programming here at KGLT. One of the few outside programs, but a good one. Yeah, it's all about music, so how can you miss with that? More? Yeah, this is good. I went and saw this the other day.
Continuing through September 19th at the Museum of the Rockies, The Vikings Begin, an exhibit revealing how the Norse expanded into the world and why. Displays include magnificent weapons, helmets, shields, and swords, as well as treasures like jewelry and objects of magical importance. The exhibition looks at the Vikings' relationship with the outside world, their belief systems, the role of warfare, and the importance of water and waterways. COVID-19 directives are in place at the museum and planned visits are encouraged. There's more information at museumoftherockies.org.
Yes, right here in Bozeman. And it's a popular place. We went on Sunday and found out it's very popular. Okay, I got more music. If you were in England 55 years ago this week, you ran out and bought a brand new record and it sounded like this.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
Too small.
The sound of mostly 1967, 1966, and into 67. That's what we're doing there. 55 years ago, Revolver came out in England, and they put out in America with the minus three John Lennon songs, which sort of screws things up, but that's what we grew up with. We had that Yesterday and Today album in between, but once you hear the English versions, you know what the Beatles were thinking, and it's hard to argue with them. They knew what was up better than you and I did. The Rolling Stones, from a little earlier in the year, let's see, I just looked it up, as April 66. Aftermath came out, and I was looking at the timeline for the Rolling Stones recorded history, and they recorded in the States at the end of 65, and then they came back in March and recorded a whole bunch more and called that Aftermath. They abandoned some songs, which you know from the Flowers album. And then later that fall, they're back in L.A. recording Between the Buttons. And the Beatles had they must have worked on Revolver early in 66, and there's a famous picture of Paul McCartney with a copy of Aftermath, and he's studying the liner notes closely and probably seeing, what's this, marimba, dulcimer, harpsichord, what's going on here, guys? And the Beatles pressed forward with Revolver, making a really revolutionary album. Exciting times, and just knowing that bands were working that fast, it's shocking. These days, you know, artists, it takes them 3 years of planning and product placement and stuff to get a release out. No, these guys just finished a record and went right back to the studio, started again.